faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from another world who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend the steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way. But before we join Superman, here is an important message.
Fellas and girls, have you ever seen a squadron of American bombers roaring through the air in formation? Have you seen newsreel pictures of Uncle Sam's destroyers cutting through the seas on patrol in search of enemy subs and surface raiders? I'm sure you have. And I bet you were thrilled. You probably felt terribly proud, too. Well, if you've been buying war-saving stamps regularly, you have a right to be proud. Not only because those planes and those ships represent the fighting spirit of America, but because you helped to build them. Yes, sir. Every time you bought a war-saving stamp, your money helped buy the labor and materials that are used to make planes and ships and equipment to knock out the Nazis and the Japs. So next time you hear some boy or girl in your block say, "Oh, shucks, what difference can one dime make?" you tell them every dime does make a difference. It makes a big difference. Tell them, for instance, that if every boy and girl in the United States bought just one 10-cent war-saving stamp every day, it would add up to enough money to buy a lot of swift pursuit planes with which our Army and Navy forces could blast the Axis out of the air. And while you're at it, you might remind them that another way all you fellows and girls can help to win this war is to put back into circulation all the pennies and nickels you've been saving in your piggy banks and tin cans and glass jars. Because, as you know, when you put a lot of those coins away, it causes a shortage of them. And in order to make more, the Mint would have to use a lot of metals that are vital to America's war effort. Metals used to make guns and tanks and planes. So get permission tonight to break open your coin bank, and then take those coins and turn them in for war-saving stamps and bombs. In that way, you'll be doing your country a double service. So remember, please, a stamp a day will pave the way to victory.
And now, the adventures of Superman. While searching for the lost continent of Atlantis aboard the multi-depth submarine of Dr. Leander Cameron, our friends have had many adventures and were twice saved from utter destruction by the strength and courage of Superman. As our last episode came to a close, it was dusk. Superman, in the guise of Clark Kent, Lois, Editor White, and Dr. Cameron, were standing in the conning tower of the disabled submarine watching the approach of a large tanker, which appeared to be heading straight for them, apparently without spotting the low-lying sub. Suddenly, the tanker sounded three warning blasts. Now, friends knew they were discovered. But strangely enough, without altering her course, the tanker kept coming straight on, seemingly determined to cut the sub in two. Listen.
Well, they're going to run us down.
You're right. We'll be cut in two.
They can't do this, Gus. I won't stand it. I'll take this up with the proper authorities. Wait, then, see.
There's no time to think about that now. Look here, maybe you'd all better go below.
Are you out of your mind? You just told Mr. White and me to bring the others up here. Now you want us to go below and we'll certainly be killed.
Oh, I thought maybe...
Yes, Kent? You thought what?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
No, Clark, every now and then I have the feeling that you're deliberately trying to get rid of
us. Oh, stop arguing with you. This is no time for arguments. Blast who's on that tanker. They must see us or they wouldn't have blown that whistle. Are they deliberately going to run us down?
It looks like it to me. We'd better prepare to abandon ship. Nicodemus, Abner, Joshua, better get up here in the cutting tower if you want to save your neck.
Have you a life raft, Leander?
Oh, we have one, but there's no time to get it now. There's no time for anything. Here comes that tanker now. Another few seconds.
Oh, this is horrible. Horrible. That huge ship towering above us about to cut us in two. Clark, Mr. Kent.
Steady on. Here it comes. It's going to hit us just aft our beam. There's only one thing to do. Get ready to jump into the water.
Oh, that's practically suicide. If they're deliberately running us down, they're certainly not going to bother to pick us up.
It's too late for anything now. Here she comes. Stand by now.
Mr. Wells!
Look out!
The tanker cut through Dr. Cameron's already crippled multi-depth submarine and bathysphere. All those on board the sub are thrown clear into the water. Superman immediately drops his disguise of Clark Kent and, as Superman, goes to the rescue of his friend.
All right, Lois. I've got you.
Oh, Superman. It's you.
Yes. Can you stay above water?
Yes, I think so.
Good. I'll be back to you in a minute. I've got to get the others. Oh, there's Editor White.
Help! Help! I'm going under.
Got you.
Well, who?
Pick up Lois. There we are. Now, there's Dr. Cameron floundering in the water with Nicodemus nearby. Got to work fast.
I tell you, Nicodemus, I'm a much better swimmer than you are.
Better stay up longer than you do.
I wouldn't worry about that, gentlemen. There. Climb up onto my shoulders.
Jupiter, Superman again. Boy, but you'll get around.
The lucky thing for us that he does.
Come on. That's right. Onto my shoulders. Both of you.
Don't forget Abner and Joshua.
There we are. Don't worry. They're right over there. I'll have them in a moment.
Help me. Help me.
Hey, you never help nobody. Don't know why we should go out of our way to help them.
You too. Both of you. Can you hold on to my leg?
Help me, please. It's the man in the red cape, the blue suit.
Never mind that. Can you hold on to my leg? Do you have the strength?
Yeah, sure.
All right, then, grab hold. One of you on each leg. That's it. All right, now then. Up! Up!
Where are you taking me?
Aboard that tanker that ran you down. You're all soaking wet, and you'll need food and warmth immediately.
No, we'll never find it there. Whoever's running that ship must be the meanest man in the world.
Oh, my poor muggy-depth submarine in Baltic Sea. Gone, gone forever. We'll never find the lost continent of Atlantis now.
Hold tight. I'm going to land on the deck of that tanker. Here we go. All right, this is your station. Everybody off.
Wait a minute, Superman. What about Clark Kent? What are you going to do about him?
You'll find him on deck over there behind the smokestack if he's conscious. I picked him up first.
Oh.
No, Superman, I don't know how to thank
you. Forget it. Up!
And away!
Disappearing into the night sky, Superman immediately swings around and lands once again on the deck of the tanker, out of sight of the others. As our friends come toward him, he greets them as Clark Kent.
Hello.
Clark, is that you?
Another. Well, I see Superman saved the rest of you as well.
He certainly did.
Oh,
I never cease wondering where we'd be if it weren't for Superman.
Same here. Oh, never mind wondering about things that really are unimportant at the moment. We're faced with a situation, a rather difficult one, I should say.
Well, what do you mean, Doctor?
We're now standing on the deck of the very ship whose crew willfully and deliberately crashed into our submarine and sank it at great risk to our lives. Question, what course of action shall we follow?
Well, I'd say let's get right up and have a straight talk with the captain.
That makes sense to me. Any of us armed? Nicodemus, you have a revolver?
Did I ever have a revolver?
I don't recall. Well, seems you're unarmed, so we can't put up much of a fight. Therefore, we shall adopt a diplomatic attitude.
Meaning what?
We shall pretend that we think that the captain didn't see us and that he did not deliberately run us down. We shall endeavor to curry favor with him so that...
Leander, I think we're wasting a good deal of time in useless talk. Let's go forward at once and interview the captain.
That's a good idea. Let's go, Chief.
And so far as being diplomatic is concerned, the first thing I intend to do is to give him a piece of my mind. Following that, the first opportunity, I shall have recourse to law.
Good for you, Mr. White. If it hadn't been for Superman, we'd all be drowning
now. Oh, very true. Very, very, very true.
There's the pilot's cabin on the next deck above. Let's take these stairs here.
Yep. They'll lead us right to the door of the cabin, Rick.
Oh, but I won't tell that captain of this vessel when I meet him face to face.
Now, take it easy, Chief. You never know. There may have been a perfectly legitimate reason for running us down.
Oh, nonsense, Clark. They blew their whistle. That proves that they saw us.
I know.
And how anyone could be so brutal as to deliberately run down another vessel, well, it's beyond me.
Yes, I intend to ask a few questions as to who is going to replace my muddy-depth submarine in Battersea.
Here we are. Here's the pilot's cabin. Let's go in. Oh, this is funny.
There's nobody here.
Nonsense. Why? Well, the ship can't be running by itself.
Harry, why must you deny what is right before your face? The ship is moving along, but there's obviously no one at the wheel.
Look there. The wheel's been set on a straight course. You see that lock on it?
Yes, I see it.
Well, this is certainly very peculiar.
Nothing peculiar about it, really. Anyone who would deliberately run us down would be the type of person to leave a wheel untended while he worked. Well, while he had dinner, for instance.
Oh, ridiculous, Leander. There's no point in that. One member of the crew would certainly take over while the man at the wheel went below to eat. There's something very peculiar about this. Very peculiar.
Well, now that I think of it, isn't it rather peculiar that we saw no sailors on deck since we boarded this ship?
That's right. Hey, there's something fishy here.
I suggest we go below and find the crew. I want to have this thing out with them right now.
Oh, wait a minute. That rope hanging from the ceiling.
It's got a handle on it. What would that be for?
If I'm not mistaken, wait a minute, I'll pull it. Uh-huh. That's the whistle we heard when this ship ran us down. certainly must have been someone in this cabin that time.
It is strange, isn't it? Finding this cabin empty, I mean.
More than strange. There's something pretty queer going on here.
Well, then, let's get to the bottom of it at once.
Well, here, that door must lead into the captain's quarters. Let's try it.
All right.
Well, this is the captain's cabin, all right.
Yes, but there's nobody here either.
Now, the only conclusion that can possibly be reached is one that I offered you before. This is the dinner hour. There's nobody in the pirate's house. The wheel has been locked and set on a straight course. Ergo, they must all be at dinner at this very moment. I suggest we find the dining saloon at once.
Well, silly as it may sound, you may be right. Come on, let's find the dining saloon. Through this door here. All right, now down these steps to the deck below. Careful, now.
Well, if the captain of this vessel has actually let his ship run without a man at the wheel, I shall certainly have him brought up on charges in the maritime court. Or wherever they try people in that court.
Say nothing of running down in mid-Atlantic and trying to sink my muddy duck submarine in Battersea. It's criminal, that's what it is. Downright criminal.
Yes, of course, of course. But first we've got to find someone to accuse of this criminal action.
The dining saloon ought to be along here somewhere.
This ship follows the regular plan of tankers.
Yes, here's the dining saloon right here. Let's go in.
Well, I'll be...
This is beginning to give me the creep.
Queer, very queer.
That long table in the center of the room is set for 12 people. But there's nobody here.
Me, positively amazing.
Just a minute.
What is it, Clark?
Well, look here. These plates are filled with soup.
Wait.
Every one of them. And by heavens, the soup is hot.
Why? You don't mean to tell me.
The soup is here. Taste it for yourself.
What? Well, by heaven, Kent, you're right. That soup is hot.
As hot as if it had just been served.
You people noticed anything?
What do you mean, Lois?
Well, since we've been aboard this ship, we haven't heard one sound, and we haven't seen one single person.
Okay.
As Clark mentioned before, you always find some members of the crew of any ship on deck, whatever the time may be, and we've seen no one above or below deck. Well, it's my opinion there's nobody on this ship at all.
I think you're right.
Oh, but there must be. Well, the ship is running. And...
with the wheel up.
Yes, yes, but even so, it's running. And somebody must have blown that whistle. And, great Scott, this soup has just been served. There must be someone aboard.
On the contrary, Chief, I agree with Lois.
What?
I've got a feeling this ship is deserted.
But, Kent, if that's true, what does it mean?
It means we've stumbled into another mystery. Mystery for which I don't know how we'll ever find an answer.
Completely baffled, our friends stare at the still steaming soup on the empty dining table set for 12. What is the meaning of this strange new mystery? What is the answer to the baffling puzzle of a ship without a crew? Be sure to be with us tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Tune in and follow The Adventures of Superman.
By all means, don't forget to tune in to Superman tomorrow for another thrilling and exciting episode. And don't forget to talk to Mother and Dad before you go to bed tonight about making arrangements to buy war-saving stamps regularly. Start the day off right tomorrow. Buy at least one 10-cent war-saving stamp first thing after breakfast. And remember what I told you at the beginning of this program. Every single dime is important because all our dimes put together can go a long way to help pay for the guns and tanks and planes and ships we need to knock out the Nazis and the Japs. And say, here's an idea for you. Why don't you get together with your friends tomorrow and make a joint pledge to buy war-saving stamps every time you've got a dime? See which of you can buy the most war-saving stamps every week and every month. And in that way, you'll be doing your share to win this war.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Follow The Adventures of Superman every day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. Superman is directed by George Lothar and is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
This is Mutual.